Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Hi, this is David Stewart. I'm a producer and editor for the Greetings Adventurers podcast. Today, we've got something special. In 2023, we launched a successful Kickstarter. We created a lot of content for our Kickstarter backers. Well, it just so happens that the weekend that we all got together happened to be the same weekend that Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves was released in theaters. So we all went to the theaters, watched the movie, and got together afterwards to talk about it. This is the conversation that occurred afterwards. You have access to both audio and video.
Gapcast D&D movie chat, dinner rolls, scene 69, take shot 420.
Wow!
Hello and welcome to our chat about the D&D movie, Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. More like Honor Among Podcasters, am I right? Hey, gang. We just got back from Alamo Drafthouse during our recording weekend. I saw it on March 31st. Mm-hmm. All sat together, racked up a bill of 284.
I was going to say, I was like, not 384. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Daddy needed a milkshake.
Listen, it was... we needed to eat food.
We needed dinner.
Yeah, I'm saying. It's just true.
It was delicious.
Yeah, it was. It was honestly really good.
And they just bring you food at, like, yeah. I didn't do it, and I wish I had, because Bachman did it, and I was so jealous. You can just get a milkshake.
You can just get, yeah. I know. I was honestly thinking about it, and then...
It was a mistake.
It was?
Okay. It was too much food.
You know...
Like, the milkshake was good, but it was like...
But this is a whole milkshake. Yeah.
You know what wasn't a mistake? Pickle fries.
Mm-hmm. They were great.
Can we all agree not to let Nika get another guild?
No, I disagree with that because it works out great for me.
I think Nika's like in the pocket of Big Pickle.
Pickles
because it's like
good.
Pickles is all she talks about.
She does love pickles.
She loves pickles.
There's so many cameras. I kept looking around wanting to look at one of the cameras.
Her family is actually
I want to look at
a
pickle like dynasty.
So it sounds like we all give a thumbs up to Alamo Drafthouse.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, maybe, I don't know if it's basic because I feel like people have known about it for a while, but it's really nice.
They're spread, like, they went bankrupt.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Oh, was it during the pandemic?
I think it was a little
before. Was
that
before, why they had that lame thing of, like, you're the hero of
That was really
ominous beginning to
the
movie. When that came up, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Like, it made me feel like, oh, movies are failing.
My understanding is that our good friend Tom Cruise is the one that introduced that. Because he basically thanked everyone for coming to the movies and keeping movies alive and not wearing masks and going into small enclosed places and movie theaters when Top Gun came out. And that's the first I heard of it. Maybe someone else did it before that. But now everyone does it and it's fucking crazy.
I don't like
I've
it.
I've never
I,
seen it.
I hate it so much.
It makes me feel like I'm being inducted into a cult, which makes sense because Tom Cruise started it.
Stank of desperation.
Yeah,
too.
I don't like
if
it.
You're gonna
and I feel like the actors, like, you could tell they did not like having to do it at all. They were
Chris
not.
Pine telling us that we were heroes.
He looked like he wanted to die inside. Which made me like them.
Hugh Grant was like, I didn't go.
Yeah.
The one kid from Detective Pikachu, I don't think he even had a line. But
that's what he's from.
He was in another thing that I was thinking of the other. What's the other thing?
He was in a thing. It's like it just
the Detective
came out.
Pikachu trailer.
Detective Pikachu
the game.
Shadow and Bone.
That would be something I've watched one or two episodes of.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll look him up, because
he was just recently.
He's a guy.
He's a guy.
Okay. Should we just, like, at the top do some, like, not very spoilerly,
that's a great point.
Overall impressions of the movie, in addition to how we feel about the Alamo Drafthouse?
Spoiler alert, loved Alamo Drafthouse.
We love that.
But,
it was great.
Yeah, great point. Let's kind of go around the horn and spoiler-free thoughts of the film. Personally, I really liked it. We were kind of joking that it made us tear up a little bit at the end, even though the plot was very predictable, but there's something about just going to a fucking action movie that was just a film, you know what I'm saying? Just like fucking blockbusters, you know, not cinema or anything like that. I weirdly got bored in the middle, even though it was like, I'm like into everything. I don't know. But yeah. I have nothing negative to say. It was more of like my critique of myself. Like, okay,
the Fire Dragon. Was it how long? I actually don't know how long it was.
They, at a certain point, it was as if they were like hitting everything on a checklist.
Yeah.
I think that might have gotten
like a little too.
A little exhausting.
There wasn't a lot of time to breathe for some things. And not in a negative way.
It was like coming
se,
at you so fast. And it was like, my God, this is another.
I feel like that's just kind of modern movies are like that now. Yeah. They don't let anything breathe. And I don't like that very much. I'm tired of the
What's his kids today and their phones?
Oh, my God.
No attention span.
Wow. Okay, so it was a 2 hour and 14 minute movie, which I feel like you guys already know what I think. 90-minute movies, bring them back.
Yeah.
Movies are too long.
90 minutes is the perfect length of
Some movies can be long, but you need to know if you can or not. And I think this one could have been shorter.
Yeah.
In my opinion. It could have been 2 hours.
Yeah, there's stuff they could have. Yeah, it was, in a lot of ways, I feel like it was very appropriate for D&D.
That's also
like,
true. Though.
Yeah. They actually tried to make it an hour and a half.
Honestly, my opinion has fully turned around now. I honestly really enjoyed it the whole time.
Yeah.
I was having, like, and especially, like, in the beginning, like, I actually feel like tropes are underrated. Like, I feel like there was a while where everyone's like, oh, like, you can't just be tropey, like, that's boring.
Right.
But I feel like now we're kind of coming back and, like, no, tropes are cool because you can do stuff with them. And, like, I feel like every time it would hit the, like, tropey thing, like, his wife died, and, like, like, sad backstory, and, like, the different, like, character archetypes was very satisfying to me.
Everyone had such, like, such good D&D character.
Everyone was like such a good archetype. The barbarian and like the bard and
I think it's a really good movie for people to learn about D&D.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I don't really like have a deep D&D background. can I still say that after we've been doing this 10 years?
What was the monster?
What was the tiger thing that was chasing them?
Oh. That was a displacer beast.
Fuck.
I didn't know it.
Somehow knew that, and I don't know how. but for me, I wasn't noticing any boxes being checked off.
You mean like D&D boxes?
Right, exactly. Yeah. It was just 100% like, yeah, this is just what it's like. And I was really getting into like creative solutions for problems. Yep.
I like that a lot.
And I think nowadays movies have a really hard time with that, where they need the plan to be good and they need the execution to be good. So then the villain just comes in and wipes it away because they have to get the next plot point. This one was, that's a great point. It was like, these are messy plans that are entertaining to watch and they're mostly successful, but it makes sense to like go to the next thing.
It felt a bit fish out of water. Like it felt like that was a party of people that didn't, they belong in that world, but only because, like, they, you know, that's...
Yeah, they belong in a D&D party, but they don't really belong as the heroes of a movie.
Almost like Jumanji, but D&D
scale.
An isekai situation.
It did kind of feel like, you don't... Fantasy movies aren't typically like that, where it's just...
They're not usually, like, funny.
Everyone's, like... a wizard or something. No, like, just like common people rolling around. Again, very D&D like.
No real spoiler, but there's a joke of like a commoner rolling her eyes at one of the wizard characters, like, my 5-year old can do magic like that. It was funny that way.
In the market for investment worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Nika, what did you give your spoiler-free thoughts?
I thought it was really good, and I thought that it made me super excited to play D&D. And I like watching it for the opposite reason that Bachman did, because I like watching it and saying, that's a displacer.
So I was talking about this with the boys while they were pissing. There's okay, no kidding. But like, I was really nervous about going into it having that like nowadays modern Marvel movie dialogue. Was like, what is that thing?
And
oh, like, that's an owl bear. Yeah. And Michelle Rodriguez being like, where's on our side? And that's just like the hacky sort of dialogue that we have nowadays, and it sucks, even though I do like to say, so that just happened, but it's an ironic way.
I don't think that line was in the movie, though, was it?
For the second time, it was.
It was.
I'm not going to tell you a third time.
Do you remember when we said, save it?
But I did say, yes, it was. Oh, and you're just repeating it?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
it's sorry. For content.
I'm sorry.
There's a camera here. Wait a minute.
You just got pumped.
Can we do that one more time?
No, leave it in. Hold on.
So the thing that I liked is that when she says, I'm glad he's on our side, it wasn't that big deal. And Michael brought, and Bachman brought that up as a good point, too. He said that.
Yeah, like in, wait, what?
The movie didn't have that, and there's like it did have those scenes, obviously.
Yeah, but there were still, but I feel like they didn't feel as, like, eye-rolly in context.
Right.
In the trailer, I was like, all right, this is a bit much for me, but yeah. they didn't, like, really those
were,
into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and those
movie,
were the, like, stand
at,
those were the worst ones. It's like, when you see an eye-rolly thing in the trailer, you're like, okay, this is what the movie's gonna be.
Yeah.
And they lightly surprise you of, like, okay, that was just
it was actually better than,
you know,
that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I love the gelatinous cube.
That was very, very good. Sorry.
Check. It's like in the basic trailer.
Yeah.
That's not really a spoiler.
But I thought that was cool. I think it made a cool sound.
Yes, it did.
It was very texturally pleasing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of textures in that movie.
But there were a lot of
textures. It was super MacGuffin heavy, but like, so is D&D.
That's the D&D. Exactly.
You know what?
Exactly.
They, you know, not a spoiler, but they never say what that horn thing is.
It's just like, it's a thing.
And the thing that I really loved, it was so many of these medias, these video games, whatever, is proper noun must be grabbed so that proper noun avoids the proper noun ending.
Yeah.
And, you know, the big proper noun were things that were in the world. The Thayan wizards are bad. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you don't know who they are, the characters were treating them as something that exists.
Right, because I was like, I don't know what Thayan means, but it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, all right, he's were those.
And the behind-the-scenes big bad guy, you know, that's obviously a proper noun, but, you know, it wasn't the same thing. I kind of respected it, how they didn't necessarily lean into and hit every single, like, huh? Huh? It's a mimic. They had a mimic, but it was like, huh? Huh? This is, we're in 10 towns. They're at, like, you know, the movie opens in Icewind Dale. They don't even talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, this is another location. So it could have been a lot worse in that regard. And really, the trailer has, like, the most egregious versions of it. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like we all enjoyed it. And
Bachman, did you give your overall...
I think so.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure that we didn't skip you.
Thank you. Yeah.
So now, does that
you're a valuable member and you remember, like, good news.
Yeah. Can we talk about spoilers now, though?
Yeah, let's hop into those spoilers.
None for me. I haven't seen it yet.
I was sitting next to you.
Yeah, and I had a spoiler shake.
Don't tell me. Did you see what he, like... That's a good shit. yeah, so I want to talk quickly about the gelatinous cube.
Yeah.
Because I found that to be one of the best uses. So they, like Bachman said, they had so many creative solutions.
Yeah, yeah,
to things.
I really, really like seeing that.
And I think the gelatinous ooze one made me nervous the most when seeing it, because in the trailer, they jump into it, and what we know from playing the game is gelatinous ooze, like, dissolve you.
Yeah.
And they set up in the movie, like they kill a lot of people in this movie in funny ways. So they kill a guy in there,
yeah.
And then the plan is to jump into the ooze and then use the slowly shutting thing, and she turns into a snake and slurps her way out.
Yeah.
And I thought that was, like... really, really, really interesting.
Well, because she noticed that she was a little injured, but not that bad.
Right.
And so she's like, okay, I know how I could deal with this.
The only complaint that I have about that is whenever they pulled out Simon, his bracelet didn't come off. And if hers did, why wouldn't his?
I think they pulled him out.
Yeah.
So her hand came out. His hand was.
I thought
forward.
They pulled.
Oh, so it wasn't.
First.
It wasn't that like they all. It just like got
okay,
left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like just happened. Right?
Okay.
That's a bad design, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm.
You shouldn't be able to just wiggle
bracelet.
It off with a
That bracelet's too.
I enjoy collars.
I really like the opening because I didn't expect it to do that thing at all. Kind of Guardians of the Galaxy, like here we are in the prison thing.
Well, it's a good like story tell, like way to like tell the past, like
yep.
and get you
yeah.
caught up to present.
Yeah,
well, and
I
it's
love
like,
and it was
Coca.
The present too.
I love that as an example of what it's like to really play D&D, because they came up with this overcomplicated solution.
Yes.
And it's flying out. It's like, yeah, you were pardoned.
Yeah.
Well, we pardoned you.
The initial plan was enough.
That's our grade. And I also like that at a different point in the movie, like they had like two plans going at the same time, like to try to get in the vault. And like that feels very accurate also, where it's like, okay, we can't really decide on one plan, so we're going to kind of do
And I love
them.
That when they were
it's
both kind of
first.
Working, it's like, I knew it. It's like, you have technically four plans going. Even if two of his plans are the same plans, but like with a different flavor to it,
with a stink on it,
without the stink. Yeah.
And also, they brought a small child along with them on.
Yes, they did. Very validated.
Yes.
By that.
Vindication,
oh,
right
see,
there.
We're not monsters, okay?
And they killed a lot of people.
They killed did make me feel better about our party. I'm like, okay, we're not like that bad, or like it's less that like we're bad people for playing. Like,
they must have had to make that choice. They must have been sitting around a table at some point, and they had to
be
like, are we
honorable?
Killing people or not killing people?
Well, because like
we got to.
And the game is just
killing
people.
Yeah.
In the beginning, you know, that was the whole thing, right? It's like, yeah, we're thieves, but he goes, we don't hurt people.
Yeah.
So when they're working with the wizard and she does hurt people, Chris Pine has to like look at the camera and be like, we're different. And you know, technically, like, sort of like it's possible Holga didn't kill all those people, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, people died all around them, for sure. But, you know, I think they kind of are able to kind of have their cake and eat it, too, in that very specific sense.
Yeah,
but
that's why the helmet stayed on, for the most part.
Yeah. Yes. Very true. Very true. And they had, like, it's easier to bash someone completely covered in armor and be like, I'm KO. They'll wake up a little later.
The druid escaping... I really liked
that. Was great. That was a great scene.
Yes.
All the shape changing. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, when the paladin actually killed the guy.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I mean, he wasn't. feel like he came back or whatever, yeah. but yeah. that was like a very explicit, like, oh.
No, dude, I was like, oh, he's a bad paladin. It's like, no, they're undead. And,
right, you know, so it's like, that's like part of his code or whatever. Yeah. I know, just like, I love the character archetypes. I'm like, oh my god, this paladin.
Oh, the paladin's
like,
so funny.
So funny. Like, those, the like, fuck up sorcerer yeah. is like very, like, socially inept. Very funny.
Like,
I
his
love
plot
that.
Point is literally like, I don't believe in myself. And I also thought it was really interesting that they worked in the wild magic table. And he yes. just goes, that's yeah. wild magic. And just moves on from it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he goes, huh? So
yeah, I think they did a good job of yeah, like not
they've
like
learned not to explain every single little.
Like you can't, yeah. And it doesn't matter because if you don't even know what it is, it just gives like more yeah. depth to the world. Like if you don't know that it's a D&D,
right? Even just like the you know the con man, the what's his name, the
Forge,
yeah,
Forge, yeah.
Just how
yeah.
they like
Hugh Grant.
He was part of the party before, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I love
it,
that.
Like, it's this lived world.
Yeah, yeah,
that already
yeah. Like they have
it.
History with yeah. him. And, yeah, totally.
They even argued about the rules a couple of times, which I thought was pretty good. With the five questions.
Oh, that's so questions. Funny.
Yeah, I, that felt a little yes. fourth wall breaking a little bit, but.
But
yeah.
I thought, but it also again made me happy because it's like, how many times have you like fucked up a spell?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, god damn it, I gotta try it again
and,
now.
Like,
okay.
DMs across the world love to just like that had a question. Your voice one of the end. Yeah, the five question scene was like released early and it was really funny. And having seen the whole thing, I was curious how
yeah.
they were gonna handle it in the actual movie. And the actual movie is great because like they do the five question bit and then he goes back to sleep and then they have to start asking other people.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
And they're like, this guy only knows one thing, and then
like,
the joke
oh my
was
God.
Like, you still have three questions. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah. And that felt very true. Like that felt like a thing that we would do yeah. at our party. Like, well,
it,
just ask your
very genuine.
Do you live on?
Yeah, it was very much like your choices have consequences.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And, like, I feel like a lot of that is Chris Pine. Honestly, like, give it up for Chris Pine. I love him.
I don't know if a lot of other people are going to pull that off.
He's so charming.
Yeah.
Like, he's very good at that. Like, I'm just the playing man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in there fighting specifically, but
yeah.
I'm the face.
It's pretty wild that, you know, this movie has Chris Pine in it and, you know, Hugh Grant in it.
Yeah, yeah, Hugh Grant.
There was
amazing
another
in
character
it.
That I think was, like, a side character that was, like, really...
Well,
the
person who was playing the Red Wizard was terrifying and awesome.
She was so good.
Oh
I love
yeah.
how weird she was.
She was
dude, same.
So weird.
Literally, I was getting really inspired watching because I was like, okay, now my next character, I need to be a weird freak. Like,
it's
I want to
remember,
be a freak.
You don't have to wear normal clothes.
No, it doesn't
you know?
Matter.
Like, you can be insane looking.
Yeah. Like, in my head the whole time at the end, I was like, she's cast a level 9 spell.
Like animate object type shit, you know, when she shot something green. Like,
oh my god. Well, I was trying to, I couldn't figure out, like, what class, like, specifically, like, everyone was. But her, like, minion dude, he did the green, like, stabby stab. What was he? Was he a warlock?
Hexblade?
That's what I was like, was he a Hexblade warlock?
That's just, what I was thinking.
I think,
of.
So obviously, Chris Pine's a bard, but he doesn't do magic.
Right.
And, like, you know, Forge is just another, is like a rogue, but they're both. Rogues.
Right,
you know?
That's why I couldn't tell how, like,
so they
how closely they were sticking to, like,
right.
a character build.
Anyone who's not magic, it's obviously very wishy-washy.
Yeah.
I liked how they... It was interesting that they didn't give Chris Pine any magic, because I think that was the right choice. Because they
yeah,
fine with
yeah, because it's like that. Yeah, because
like he was
I mean,
like
most of
it,
what
bard
he's doing
rogue.
Is inspiration.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah. Like you could probably be like, oh, it's the magic of inspiration.
Exactly,
it's all
right.
Flavor.
It's like the non-magical version of like D&D stuff.
He's
so
kind of a
sense.
Pathfinder bard. I feel like they're more magic.
Yeah, and I think it would have bogged it down if they leaned too much into like this guy's the this class, this guy's the that
but
class.
They do distinguish between wizards and sorcerers in this. So,
yeah.
So it's like there is
like
a bit of a
I'm from this blood. And
yeah.
The thing that I thought was cool is like Holga was most likely a barbarian.
Yeah, I assume.
But they don't
barbarian.
Say it, and
yeah.
she's a few times she starts screaming, right?
Yeah, yeah. She did a lay down a couple times
yeah.
afterwards.
Yeah.
One of them was because she got stabbed, but
yeah.
So, you know, she could have legally just been a fighter, but like for the martial classes, they're like, eh, you're just a guy.
I think is the right choice, mm-hmm. like making it like very like, and they did a thing where it was like the bard and like did like, you know, this is what a bard does. That would be terrible. That would suck.
Yeah, I was
and
like,
you see a world where that would have happened.
I was
glad it didn't.
On the edge of my seat, parentheses negative, for them to make a vicious mockery joke. Of like,
yeah, yeah.
Be like, that was vicious after he makes fun of someone.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know. But they didn't do that. Like we said, I think it was just the biggest surprise was how they were able to make the goofiest shit, like, work.
Yeah.
The constant, like, obsession with potatoes.
That was really
And again, that's such a D&D thing.
It is, like, your group just gets attached to something. Yeah. It's like, and the potato shows up.
Right. It's like, Nika's current character is obsessed with pickles, you know.
No, that's me.
That's just Nika.
Nika's character.
Yeah.
I love the fat dragon.
Oh my God, the fat dragon! What? Like, is that? See, that was like, is that based on like a specific?
That
fat
was just
dragon?
A dumb thing, I think.
Yeah, just like, let's just make this dragon.
When he lays down and just starts like rolling.
Yeah,
I need a big stuffy of fat dragon.
Yeah, I made one, but yeah. I turned to Jennifer and like, that's just like Lucy.
Yes.
And then when we got home from the movie, David's sleeping in my office, and that's where Lucy usually hides when people are over. So he was putting his stuff away, and you just see this scared cat standing in the back, running away, and he goes, oh, it's just like the dragon. I was like, that's what I'm saying. Because Lucy's fat.
She is. She's my little chubby.
Yeah, and that was like, that's how they got away from, you know, those undead baddies was just like,
yeah,
eating them.
Yeah, and I like that because, again, that's another thing that will happen sometimes in D&D. It's like, oh, you think you're fighting this guy, but actually your ass gets saved because a bigger bad guy comes, and you're like, I gotta run away now.
Were those undead assassins supposed to be something specific? Because I was like, what would just come back to life a minute later?
I mean, they're just like, you know, magic.
Just a thing.
That's what, I wasn't
that was
exactly
one of the things
how.
Where I was like, that seems so specific that I feel like I should recognize it.
I think that's kind of like the good and bad thing was they handled so many specific things, basically like not telling you, that whenever they didn't say something else, it's like,
is it a thing?
Because like when you guys mentioned the Green Blade, it's like, oh, it's probably Warlocks. Like, probably not, but, you know, it could be.
I don't know, man. I feel like someone's going to write an article on this, and they're going to find all
there's
going to
be a 90 of them they're all going to say.
Yeah, it's nice for some of that stuff to be ambiguous.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to know exactly what everything is.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
David and Michael, we were talking about the reference they didn't love as much. Michael.
Yeah. So the cartoon, the like 1980s D&D cartoon. At the end, they're running around a maze. Again, such a fucking D&D thing.
Exactly.
How many times have we run around a maze?
Mostly your bad guys.
Hey, yo, what's up? Let's go.
But yeah, there was another adventuring party running around, and it was literally exactly, like, in costume.
Like from the cartoon.
It was, like, cosplayers.
Well, because they looked like, my thought was that they looked like the dwarves from Shrek. Like, yeah. In my brain, I honestly was like, oh, those are the dwarves from Shrek. And just, like, my brain moved on from it.
It's like they got, like, a wizard with a pointy hat. They got, like, just, like, the whole thing.
I was really curious if there's going to be, like, a ton of references of all those characters that are just running around in that scene, but... Definitely that one was there.
There was one gal in the other party that got eaten by a displacer beast, and she looked real cool, and she had the black hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
She was in the trailer, and I was like, who's this girl?
Yeah!
But I love how they made, like, a couple of those people look compelling.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, they're gone.
I want to see the other D&D movie, which is
the other people.
I know how that one is. What did you guys think about the story overall? Like, the Chris Pine, like... getting the resurrection stone and, you know, the overarching story.
Meh.
I think they paid it off pretty well.
Yeah.
I think they stuck
the landing. Yeah, I thought so too. Because, like, making the point of, like, to the daughter, like, she doesn't know.
That did hit me, actually.
Yeah,
that was that one tugged my string of, like, I didn't want to bring your mom back. I wanted to bring back my wife.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he's realizing, wait, that is her mom.
Right.
I was like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Even though I saw it coming a million, like, it's so,
yeah, it was very neat. It was very neat and tidy.
Exactly.
That she got it right at the right time.
But again, I think that's fine because this is a D&D movie. And so there's something satisfying when you're like, you kind of know the story beats. Like, the details change and the characters change, but I think it's okay to, like, go for story beats that are well-trodden.
The surprise wasn't the plot point. The surprise was more that they handled it well and how they sold it.
And, like, how they got there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And like you said, like, the way that they would, like, you could see that they were, like, doing a skills challenge and sometimes failing, like, was very fun.
Yeah.
I love that barbarian character, too. She's
so good.
Yeah, she's great.
She's so fucking dumb.
The fact that she was, like, the weird choice of, Bradley Cooper.
That's who I was trying to get to. Okay, that was a weird choice, I kind of thought.
Yes, it's wild that Chris Pine, Hugh Grant, and Bradley Cooper are in a D&D movie, and especially because Bradley Cooper is playing a throwaway bit character, which, like, the choice of a gnome / halfling / whatever, just being Bradley Cooper, and then the big gruff Holga, who it was set up early on, got kicked out of her tribe for marrying outside the tribe, and it turns out...
falling in love outside of the tribe. It's different.
And then the whole vibe of, like, he's just a little guy.
Yeah.
And she's so into him. And then a bigger girl shows up. And, like, what kind of thunder does this guy have? And at the end of the movie, Holga looks up another little guy.
Yeah! Oh my gosh, he's gonna type! But that did feel like a thing that would happen in our D&D party, and like a joke of, like, I mean, he's actually dating an even bigger girl. Like, no.
Toby dating a big dragon.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's tropes are good.
I, again, loved the sorcerer character, him accidentally stepping on the thing and, like, destroying the bridge. Just like, my bad.
Yeah.
Like, him, that's like, he has very, like, low lows and very high ups. Yeah. And I felt like that was a really fun character trope.
I thought the paladin was great. I thought it was great that they put him in for this.
Yep.
Much yes, they put him exactly. in. Yeah.
Yeah, like, this
as
the
much as you could tolerate.
Here's the competent one. He's really funny because he's stupid. And he's like that classic lawful stupid paladin.
Yes.
And then he's gone because the bit where he's like, there he goes, walking straight. Like, oh, there's a rock. And what's he going to do? Oh, over it. Was a legit, surprisingly funny line that had the entire theater. Like, that was really well. Yeah. That was really funny. And yeah, like you said, they had him in it. They got him out. They showed him at the very end for a little bit, which was a little weird, but whatever. And I love a character like that who's just like, what do you, it's actually not a good idea to do this. Yeah, I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, he was like a more annoying Spock, in my opinion.
What I did love is him saying to Chris Pine's character, was like, what's his name, like Andor? Anders? Enders?
I forget.
Something like that.
I don't remember
what Amos says. Being like, it's actually kind of fucked up to bring your wife back because this world is not the only thing. So
you're
she's actually
her
vibing.
Away
right, exactly.
From where she, so it's like that like helped build up to him making the decision later to not. So it wasn't just him doing it for his daughter, it was also him realizing that would not be kind to his wife.
Exactly.
To do.
Yeah.
In a world where there is an afterlife.
Right.
Or other planes.
Verifiable.
Yeah.
Edgin.
Edgin.
What a name. I love it. That's a D&D.
Yeah, I think
that's
what
I
call him, Ed, and then throw a D&D twist on it.
Edgin. Yeah, they put it through the D&D, the name generator.
Yeah.
I hope that's how they came up with the names. Sophina is a cool fucking
name. Sophina, oh my god. Okay, can we talk about her?
I love her.
Reveal? What a fucking freak. I loved her so much. Like, so scary. I thought it was really cool of them to be like, hey, we know there's, like, kind of, like, second satanic panic vibe. Fuck you. We're doing demon shit. Like, really satanic looking, like, evil. I like
and
that.
And that's, like, so D&D, right? It's like, what if a lich was in charge of a city?
Yeah.
Over there. And he wants to be over here now. What if that happened? Wouldn't it be fucked up? What do you guys think of the druid character?
I love her.
Yeah, she was
awesome.
She was
great.
I so many creative uses of her shit.
I thought she was a little too precocious in the trailer, and I don't think she was that bad. You know?
Yeah.
I do have to say, I feel like she had very much just the plain, like, I am an outsider.
Yeah,
place,
like, you
so
humans.
I don't like humans. And, again, stereotypical.
Yeah.
D&D
which
background.
Is. Yeah, yeah.
And they're cowards that they didn't make the tiefling, like, they showed her use her tail, like, explicitly once.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, what was that? And then they show her running, and you don't know what's happening. And it's like, oh, that's her tail. And she falls down once, and she whips her tail around something.
Oh.
They don't really show her having a tail. But then after that, her tail's out, so she must have been hiding it.
You can see there's a couple times where they show her tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, like, a few times I thought it was her, like, being mid-shift of something
else.
Exactly,
yeah.
But that makes more sense. Like, no, she's a tiefling. She has a tail.
Yeah, and they didn't, like, call super good attention to it. And the way that she kills the wizard at the end also got a huge reaction from the theater. Another one that I was even surprised by of how she fucking just annihilated it. Her.
I think when they started doing that, I was like, oh, they're doing the like Avengers whole thing.
Then they kept going. It was so pratfall, right? Like, do it again. That was funny enough. Yeah. Throw her against the wall. That's funny
and
enough.
Like, I think you got
fall to the ground. Yeah. Funny, and then the stones fall down.
That was great. So they knew exactly like how much farther to take it.
The rules of three is good, but the rule of seven is good.
Is it better?
Yes.
That was great.
It definitely felt like they're setting up for a sequel, right? But I'm kind of
sad.
The only bit of that was I guess whatever the dude. That I like leaned over to you and I was like, who's that?
Yeah. Saz Tam.
Oh yeah.
Wait, that was the paladin dude, wasn't it?
Oh.
No.
No. That was the wizard of Thing.
Okay.
Zink.
And the creep in the shadows.
Saz Tam.
Sure.
Zaz
that guy.
Tam.
That was the only part where I was like, okay, maybe that's a sequel thing.
Yeah, and like when she was turning sicko mode and they showed her hand first, I was like, oh, is that a Vecna reference? And that's the thing, is like it can be a reference without it being that, right?
Or are you talking about when her finger was going all black? Was she gonna cast Finger of Death?
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because every time David gasps next to me, I'd be like, oh, that's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm saying is, like, it can both be a reference and her about to do that thing, but then they're like, oh, that's just her whole body. Mm. So it's like, most likely it's just her turning into a corpse, right? Because she's dead, like everyone else is dead. Like, so I was like, wait, how is she not going to get caught up in this? Oh, she did.
Speaking of spell references, give it up for Maximilian's Earth and Grass.
Let's go.
Yeah,
Maximilian Earth and Grass versus whatever the fuck the scary
hand. Yeah, the other one, like
Big B's scary hand.
Yeah. There are a lot of hands, like, because isn't like Hand of Vecna, that's a thing? Or is that just for Stranger Things? I don't know.
No, that's a thing.
That's a thing. Yeah, the hand. I feel
this
like
wasn't in the movie.
Huh?
This wasn't in the movie.
Yeah. But no, that was I was happy to see that show up.
Yeah,
too.
That was pretty great.
So when she throws him through the air and he like reaches out with his like hand to catch himself.
Yeah, that was
great.
That was awesome.
That's kind of what we were doing with Jermichael.
I know. I was like,
literally.
Stop stealing our shit.
We were also saying that the big fat dragon was Jermichael, obviously.
Yeah. I also loved the sorcerer had magic and he would do it. And then sometimes he would just reach to this thing on his side and then do something with it. And that was another thing that's like, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
And I'm loving that he's doing it, you know?
It made me be like, I need to start thinking about items more.
I thought he would do that. Oh, is that when he did the gravity thing?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
But he did it towards the end of the movie too.
Yeah.
With the wave when they moved the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Thing on his belt.
Was it like something that held spells or something?
Maybe.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible that like he did it more times. The camera didn't, like Buckman said, zoom in and spin with it. But, you know.
You could see a couple times when he reached out. And I think he like, because doesn't he like, he grabs something and uses it. And then he's like, oh, that was wrong. I remember exactly what he said.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, that was the wrong one. And like.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that was like their way to kind of have like material components or like spellcasting focus, or if it was just explicitly like it's a magic item to store spells and shit like that. Yeah,
sure.
I mean, that's the thing. That's like the ninth thing we've mentioned that we're like, I'm not entirely sure what that was, but it could be one of these five references
in the
game.
It feels like something that exists in D&D.
Yep.
It's not an exact thing. It's like an amalgamation of several things.
And like we said, it did a good job of bridging the gap of like,
here's
this wizard doing wizard shit that is one-to-one D&D.
Yeah.
And other people doing kind of weirder stuff.
I think if you went in knowing absolutely nothing about D&D, you would like this game.
I agree.
If you
Movie.
Know... Thank you. But
maybe
you would be like, wait, maybe D&D is fun.
But then also, like, if you know things, you will enjoy it because they have the stuff.
Yeah. And I think, kind of like Bakken was saying, there's almost like any level, right? Of like, you know, okay,
well,
I know what that is, but you know.
And what I appreciate is like I can't stand a show like Big Bang Theory.
Right.
Yes.
I am doing a reference.
It seems like here's some corporate guy being like, okay, make a show about this thing.
Yes.
And this one seemed like whoever was writing it really like understood like what it's like to play the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a broad variety of players.
Yeah, because I think they probably knew going into it they had to avoid the Big Bang Theory issue here's the mimic. Here's a mimic, and the audience goes, there's a mimic.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, no, that does not play as well anymore. I think people are kind of tired of that.
Yeah, definitely. Any final thoughts?
Good movie. Go see it.
I'm really,
very pleased.
I honestly
absolutely.
Really, really enjoyed it.
I heard it was good, and I thought it was good.
I do hope they do another one.
I think this movie is reviewing well, and I think it's going to make a lot of money. So.
Yeah, I think they... Because it's, like, honestly, like, it's one of those where it's like, you could just... do infinite other movies about anything.
This
like,
world.
Yeah.
It is.
Different actors.
Runs to the ground,
like,
baby.
The world does feel
well, that's
different.
Like less
that
boring, though. Like, Marvel just, like, all exists, and it's like, you have to watch all of them together, and I feel like this is something that you could, like, split. It's like Redwall.
No, we're in this.
It's like Redwall. You don't have to read them all, but there's, like, little, like, off series.
We're in the Zaz Tam Chronicles.
Oh my
you know,
God.
We gotta have nine interconnected movies.
That's why they didn't show them, because they're gonna figure out the actor later.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Josh
they didn't
Josh
want to
Josh
yeah.
Brolin.
Wow.
Andy Serkis.
Oh, dude. We've got to get Andy Serkis in one of these D&D movies,
like,
please.
It'd be funny if he was the orc/hobgoblin at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm sure they wouldn't waste him on a small character.
That's
so
she fucked his knees up so
bad.
That was a very...
Yeah.
Pointed way to start the film, right?
Yes, like, yes. It honestly, I okay, Ashley, Can we talk about that for a second before we end? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like doing that very first, like right in the beginning, was like, okay, we did this and we're done with it. We've addressed it and we're not going to go there again.
And Chris Pine talking about knitting mittens and be like, I'm not going to do fingers. I'm not showing it.
Yeah. It was really cute and I liked it a lot. Yeah. That like immediately made me like his character.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
They're knitting.
Yeah. Cool beans. Thanks, the movie.
Thanks,
everybody. Yeah. Thanks, Alamo
Draft House. Yeah. You are the real heroes for making movies.
You guys are the real heroes for listening to the podcast so that we can go to the movies and then talk about the movies
for you to listen to.
I'm glad it worked out that it came out now.
Yeah, it's funny because we did not plan it, and it just happened.
Yeah.
David's selling us something. David, you're the hero. The viewers and the stream are the hero.
That's so true.
All 10 or 20 or 12 of you.
We can't tell, but we'll check
anywhere
in.
Anywhere from 5 to 30.
Or the viewers watching this in the future. Who's to say?
Where can you even see the views for that?
Over there on that monitor.
Well, bye.
You are the real dear.
Okay, shit, we just kind of trail off again there. I want to apologize for that.